Hello. Your readers on this part of Chatterbox are Marianne Penn
and John Francis.
As usual, we have a mix of news and features and information desk. Our features tell of a Syrian refugee finding a safe haven in Norwich and the finding of part of a lost painting in Norwich Castle. But first, here's the information desk.
Do you have something to say? Have you ever felt the urge to write? Come and join others with the same interests and work together to reveal your inner voice. The NNAB runs a group that will give you the opportunity to express yourself through the written word, whatever your vision problems may be. The club meets between 2 and 4 p.m. on the third Tuesday of the month at the NNAB Bradbury Centre. It costs £3. The next meeting is on the 20th of September. And to find out more, you can call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
And now, the local news. A new drive is underway to get thousands of people in Norfolk to stop smoking. A Norwich woman has been found guilty of trading in tiger parts. And Norfolk County Council is introducing a new handy person scheme which will help anyone over the age of 65 with everyday small jobs and repairs around the home.
A new drive to get thousands of people in Norfolk to give up smoking is to be launched, but a key player in the campaign still has millions of pounds of its pension fund tied up in tobacco companies. The Norfolk Tobacco Control Alliance, of which Norfolk County Council is a member, has helped thousands of smokers to stub it out, and a fresh strategy, partly funded through £2 million from the County Council, is about to be launched to target the hardened smokers. It also aims to turn off the tap of the 2,861 children in Norfolk each year who pick up the habit. Targets include cutting the number of people in Norfolk who smoke from 103,140 in 2014 to 83,806 by 2020. Louise Smith, Norfolk's Director of Public Health, said, "By making every contact count and signposting smokers to quit through brief interventions, we can make Norfolk a better place for our future generations and support us in achieving our vision to make smoking history in Norfolk." But despite Norfolk County Council's public health role, the Norfolk Pension Fund still has some £45 million invested in tobacco companies. A County Council spokesman said, "The public health tobacco control strategy being proposed is about delivering tangible, practical, often face-to-face interventions on the front line. Separately, the Norfolk Pension Committee is charged with overseeing strategies to obtain the best return on investment for Norfolk Pension Fund members and employers while making an appropriate level of risk." But former Health Minister Norman Lamb, the North Norfolk MP, said, "I totally support the public health work to combat smoking, but it does put the spotlight on the ludicrous situation of investment in tobacco companies by bodies charged with public health duties. It must be possible to achieve a good return on investment based on ethical considerations and avoiding investment in tobacco companies."
A Norwich woman has been involved in the illegal sale of tiger parts to a buyer in China. The discovery of a package containing four tiger paws and a tail by Border Force officers at Heathrow Airport's World Distribution Centre sparked an investigation which would lead back to Norwich. The package containing parts of a tiger, one of the world's most endangered species, has been sent from an address in the city and was destined for Shanghai, but was intercepted before it could leave the country. Norfolk police were alerted to the find and began to investigate. Together with the National Wildlife Crime Unit, during which they executed a warrant at the home address of Rulan Mai, the director of MZ Trading Limited, who had sent the package. Although no other animal parts were found during the search of the Beaufort property, the police interviews with the suspect revealed the tiger skin had been purchased on the internet before the parts were packaged and sent to an existing customer in China.
Older people across Norwich can now get a helping hand through the City Council's Handy Person scheme. Norwich City Council is offering help for anyone over the age of 65 who needs help with everyday small repairs and jobs around the home. This could be anything from building flat-pack furniture or putting up shelves to fixing a leaking tap. The free service is for eligible residents who get council tax reductions. Older people who don't qualify can still use the service for a £15 labour charge. The service is being delivered by specialist contractor Enable, which is part of Norfolk County Council.